Blog Talk Radio.
It's been one hell of a job, and the only thing else I got to say is, how about Jeff Jarrett? Yeah!
Good evening, and welcome to another edition of Talk DTX Sports with Travis Aron. I am your host, Travis Evans, and online with me right now is my compadre, partner in crime, Ace Boone Coon, I don't know if I should use that word. Ace Boone, my boy, Ron Scarlett. Ron, say hello to everybody for me.
What's going on, Travis? Hello, everybody. How y'all doing today? Everybody can see now I am not doing a live video because I'm only going to be on here for a few minutes. I have pressing business to take care of, but you're in capable hands with my man Travis. I'm still shook up about the Alabama-Georgia game yesterday. Unbelievable. But Travis will talk more about that. I just wanted to drop in and say hello to everybody. And Travis, you got it today, my man.
Well, I'm going to try to have it as long as I can have it.
I'll be watching from time to time.
Okay. Appreciate that. But once again, our producer, engineer, co-host, man with the plans and everything else, Brother A.M. Styles, he's going to be on a little later. He's got some pressing things going on, too. So it looks to me like I got the ball. I'm going to carry it, and I hope and pray that I don't fumble it. All right. Once again, welcome to Talk DCX Sports with Travis and Ron. If you want to call in with any questions, comments, concerns, criticisms, give us a call, 646-716-9186. Once again, that number is 646-716-9186. You press 1 if you want to talk, or if you just want to sit in the host queue and listen to the show, that's also fine, too. But anytime you feel like you want to add to something or you got a comment about something, go ahead and push the 1. We'll get you on the show as fast as we can. We'll go ahead and get it going. Now, the scheduling says, first thing I want to talk about is that Georgia game. That game right there probably was one of the best collegiate championship games I have ever seen in my life. The only one I could think of that could possibly be right up there with it was years ago when Miami played Nebraska. That was a game. That's what Michael Irvin showed out. But that, to me, was probably one of my best games ever watching collegiate-wise for a championship. But once again, like I said and alluded to a couple of weeks ago, who ever thought it would be a Georgia-Alabama championship game? Nobody picked it. I said it was going to be Alabama. I knew it was going to be Alabama. I thought it was going to be somebody like Ohio State, Wisconsin, somebody of that nature, and that was going to be like just pretty much Alabama was going to roll over them and kick the daylights out of them. That's kind of the way I had it set up. But it didn't pan out like that. And when you saw Georgia and Alabama, I pretty much picked, and I will say this, I pretty much picked, you know, Alabama. And only because of the storied history. I didn't pick Alabama because I thought, you know, I just really wanted to go against Georgia. I've kind of watched Georgia all season. Georgia had the right components. Plus the fact you got a premier coach in Kirby Smart. This dude was under Nick Saban for years. This guy was a tactician just like Nick Saban. He had all the answers. I'm going to tell you something. Defensively, Georgia was ready for Alabama. Ready. No questions asked. No doubts. No nothing. Kirby Smart, a certified tactician, sat there and said, we already know the key to stopping Alabama. Stop Jalen Hurts. That's what they said. We got to stop him. They ran blitzing schemes. They put cover two on, God dog it, I forgot his name already. They put cover two on him, and they put a spy on Jalen Hurts. And when I say that everything failed like it was supposed to, they couldn't move the ball. They couldn't do anything. Alabama was so stumped. And when you look on the sideline and you would see Nick Saban on the sideline, you would see the confusion, like, what the hell is going on? How did that happen? How did this happen? And the confusion, you could see it and you could sense that Georgia had this game in the bag. Defensively, they shut Alabama down to, what, 23 yards rushing in the first half, if I'm not mistaken. I don't have the stats in front of me. But they shut Alabama's run game down. Passing game shut down. They had it set. But once again, Nick Saban is a number one tactician. Nick Saban is I would just say, probably one of the I don't even want to say he's the best coach in the NCAA, but hell, what can you say? What can you not say? Nick Saban had a secret weapon that nobody knew about. Nobody knew about this guy. And I cannot pronounce his name to save my neck. I said Tua Ola. You know, it was one of those Hawaiian, you know, South Pacific names that you never heard of. I mean, when I went back and looked at him, oh, yeah, he high school, this guy was killing folks. I did not know who this dude was. Nobody knew. When he came out there, the first time he came out and Georgia sacked him, put him away a couple of times, I said, this game's in the bag. But that young man did not have that I quit, I'm done type attitude. This dude started passing like he'd been in the pros 8 years. Every target he threw at, he hit. Everything this young man did, he hit. It was scary. You got 20 to 3 or, you know, whatever, you know, you want to call it. That to me wasn't a blanket when you're going up against a team like Alabama. Alabama is not a lay down team. They don't just sit there and tell y'all, hey, man, I'm done. I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to play anymore. Nick Saban, this is something he coaches and instills in all his players. Man, we ain't going to say die or quit. We're not going to do that. Alabama has to be one of the greatest collegiate teams. I'm sorry. I got to say it. I know a lot of people ain't going to agree with me. And you could come up to me and say Ohio State, Michigan. You say Miami, whatever you want to say. You can say it. But the stats don't lie, and the championships don't lie. Those guys, it was just ridiculous when I saw all that. I can tell you like this. When that young man come out of Alabama, he got a job in the league. He's a freshman. So you got to understand, he still got four good more years, maybe three good more years playing in Alabama if he decides to stay the full term. But if he decides to walk away from Alabama next year, go out in the draft, I can't see a team that'll say, no, we don't want him. We don't want to deal with this kid. That's crazy. They got – this guy was phenomenal, a freshman. That kicker from Georgia, he got a job. That kicker right there, that dude is – he's automatic. All I can say is right now that game was so – people are going to talk about this game probably for the next 2-3 years. They're going to talk about that championship in Atlanta because nobody picked it, and it was one hell of a game. And I'm not even a Georgia fan, but I am proud of Georgia. Even though Georgia lost, I'm still proud of Georgia. I'm telling you, that was a game for you. Alabama, they're going to do what Alabama do. I'm not going to sit here and start adding kudos and jumping up and down and saying, Alabama, y'all the greatest. But Alabama – Y'all did what you do. You do what you do every time y'all play. You came to play. You started the fight. You finished the fight. And I'm glad Alabama did that. But Georgia, keep up the good work that you're doing. Kirby Smart, don't go nowhere. Stay with Georgia. I'm telling you, you'll get a championship out of Georgia. Georgia will bring home a championship. But that game last night, a lot of poor officiating. I got to say that. I saw a face mask, blatant face mask called that was never called. And it just got crazy. Nick Saban is not one to shy away from the media when they ask him questions about the game. So he knew there was some mistakes that was made by the ref. And just like any good coach, any good tactician, he capitalized on it. So I want everybody to know that. What's going on, Wanda? What's going on, Felicia? Jalen Hurt. I want to talk about him real quick. I don't think he's going to be at Alabama next season. That's just me talking out loud. I can't see Jalen Hurt going into a secondary or a third position at that quarterback. I can't see it. Even though everybody, you know, pretty much screamed, Jalen Hurt is garbage, Jalen Hurt is this, Jalen Hurt is that. I can't see Jalen Hurt staying in Alabama. And I'm going to say it. A lot of folks don't believe me. Jalen Hurts is a very talented quarterback. I can see him being somebody's roster, sophomore, a good fit for him, I would say, with the scheme, Texas A&M. I would actually wouldn't be surprised if you see Jalen Hurt. Jalen Hurt going somewhere. South Carolina, he's going somewhere, but I don't think he's going to be at Alabama. I really don't feel in my heart that Jalen Hurt is going to take a seat. And this young man, I don't see him going anywhere unless he get injured. Jalen Hurt next season, they get him good. I can see Jalen Hurt coming back out. I can see it. But I just don't think the guy with his talent is going to sit still and be benched under a position where, for his freshman, he's 24-2. 24-2. Freshman, sophomore, 24-2. Boy came in the league winning. So we got to be prepared for the fact that he won't be at Alabama. I'm probably wrong. And once again, my disclaimer on this show is this is an opinionated show. This is me telling you my opinion. With that guy's talent, I can't see Jalen Hurt sitting at Alabama. He will probably transfer, which he'll have to sit out a season, which he ain't going to lose in eligibility. He can come back and possibly bring that team that he goes to somewhat of a championship. So we'll see. But that new guy, I don't see him going anywhere, and I don't see him not starting next season. I don't see that. And Nick Saban knew that. He had that little trick in the bag, and he pulled it out, and I'm going to tell you, I am very, very, very that was a thing to watch. That was something that everybody needed to see. And for those of you that didn't see that game, the replay on ESPN, I think it's tomorrow, go and watch the game. Go and watch the game. And you tell me if that wasn't a good game. All right, once again, just talk DCX Sports with Travis Aron. I'm your host, Travis Evans. our number to call in is 646-716-9186. That's 646-716-9186. Go ahead and press the 1 if you're ready to talk, and we'll go ahead and bring you in. I just wanted to briefly touch on Alabama and Georgia and make some, you know, comments about it. But I don't know what that's about. I know what that's about. I want to go ahead and once again say congratulations to the Alabama Crimson Tide. Georgia Bulldogs, you guys got a team. Trust me, I'll be seeing it. I'm having some difficulty here because my timer is telling me that I only have a minute left, and I put in for 2 hours, so I don't understand what's going on with this. So if the show does end, bear with me for a minute, come back on. We will go live again. I just need to find out why this machine is telling me I only have 30 seconds left before they end the show. Gave me a 10-minute show. I'll call my producer and find out what's going on, but we will come back up live in a few minutes. Like I said, just give me just a couple of seconds here to find out what's going on with the system, because it is not allowing me to do what I'm supposed to do here. So we'll be back shortly. We'll be back shortly, and we'll get back up on the air and running. Hey, the show gave me 10 minutes and then it cut off. Yeah, it gave me 10 minutes. That's why I said it was 2 hours, and it said, yeah, it's in 10 minutes, and it just quit. It just stopped. So Blog Talk crashed. Crashed. Oh, okay. DCX people, I'm on the phone with my producer. He said that the Blog Talk system did crash, so a lot of people have been kicked off of it. So it looks to me like this is going to be it. I did have a couple of things to talk about. Let me see if we can do a show tomorrow or. He's going to set it up. You said you're going to set it up for tomorrow? We're going to set the show up for tomorrow. We're going to try this again. Once again, the Blog Talk system crashed, and that's why the show ended the way it did. So we'll be able to talk about this again tomorrow. We're going to set everything up. Once again, I want to thank you guys for listening to Talk DCX Sports with Travis and Ron. And once again, I do apologize on behalf of DC Extreme, AM Styles, Blog Talk, for not being able to finish the show. I just didn't want to sit here and do it live on Facebook. And I wanted to kind of have my stats and everything else in front of me. So once again, guys, we'll try this again tomorrow night. And thank y'all for tuning in.
It works.
Oh,
my goodness.
I cannot believe that.
And you get some gum. And I was going good, too, man. I was going good, too. By myself, nobody around. You guys were busy. But. Right. That's fine. Like I said, man, it just. Shit happens. Things happen. Man, ain't nothing you can do about it. Can't pause somebody for that. Like I said, we can do it tomorrow. Maybe Ron will be done with what you got to do, and everybody can get on and try it again tomorrow. So I appreciate that, man. I appreciate everything. All right, brother? All right.
Novelo, untwist and unwind.
kisses on your face. Third one is 11, cause there's no time or place.
Jalen Hurt ain't gonna stay at Alabama. I know that. Crashed and the system's down. You just gotta wait till